You know, I was telling Grace, I said, during this quarantine, everybody has been on, been on break, doing nothing, sitting at home and bored. And during this quarantine, for me, has become so much busier.
Yes. Like
my normal everyday stuff actually has not stopped, but, you know, from the daily wants and needs of everybody else wanting more, it's like I filmed all day yesterday. I've been editing like crazy, trying to get videos together. It's been nuts. I've going stronger and heavier, but not getting paid more, mind you.
Well, at least it makes it worth it.
That's right. That's right. Nathan, it's you and I back on, buddy. We're on almost as like an emergency podcast, I feel like. And it's one of those times, and I call it an emergency podcast. Not that we weren't going to film anyway, but it's almost like an emergency podcast because this is like a time that people need that motivation. They need that that ability to get up and keep going. And you know, it really sometimes, you know, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes for me it was a realization that people are even leaning on myself. They lean on you, on your radio broadcasting and so forth, right? To keep them motivated.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unprecedented time. Like, it is just to have certain areas of the country already on lockdown where it is, you know, you stay in your house. Like,
yeah.
If you go out, you're going to get a ticket. Right? Like, and that's kind of the thing that gets me. It's like, you know, some people are, I hear different folks say things like, you know, what's the consequence if I go out and do, oh, you get a ticket. And the other side is like, no, you could make somebody sick or get sick. And yeah. And that's really what it comes down to. But some of the things we got to look at is what do you do during this time? Because it's not something that I think any of us expected, right? There's never a good time for bad stuff, right? Like, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
But when you consider, I even look at my own schedule, like the beginning of the month, I was like, man, this is going to be record-breaking amazing. And then all of a sudden you're like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that being the case, we have to begin to create and shape a new normal and what that looks like for you.
Well, you know, it's so true. I mean, it's a lot of people – you know, a lot of people that might follow me or whatever, they may have known that I was supposed to be going to Portugal about a week from when the president did the travel ban, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it was one of those things that we were like going back and forth, do we cancel the trip, whatever. And, you know, that night that the president was on, and you know, we found out the next day, well, Americans can still, you know, get back into the country or whatever. And I said, you know, honestly, what scares me the most is not whether or not we can get back. But I said, you know, this has all happened so fast that who knows if, A, by the time we're ready to come home, which was actually, it's not set till beginning of April. So we'd still be over there
now.
And I said, this is all happening so fast. We don't even know if there's going to be a plane to come back. We don't know if we're going to be having to have a 14-day self-quarantine after that. And of course, the risk itself of doing it. So we ended up, of course, canceling it. But it's been, you know, all these schedule changes. And heck, we just had the same worry just 2 days ago when the governor of Virginia came on saying that all non-essential businesses are closed down. And we're trying to get the legal understanding of like what has to close down. Like, does our farm have to close down? You know, and at the moment, it doesn't state that our farm has to specifically close down as a business. So we've been able to keep it open. But boy, that's even for me just a very scary thing because I mean,
yeah.
How long can the business sustain with no income? But your bills don't change.
Exactly right. Right. Like all of these companies and all these recreational spending is closed, but then you're looking and you're like,
yeah,
huh,
the bill collectors are still, collectors are still coming around.
I love the wonderful letters I get from, you know, emails you get from Wells Fargo or Capital One or all those companies. And they're like, so, you know, hey, you know, hope you're sheltering in place, but pay me.
Well, I think my favorite ones are the emails that say, we're here for you, but they don't, you know, in what way? You going to give me a free subscription to whatever it is that I'm paying for?
Right, right. You're here for me, but I can't go inside the lobby of the bank, and I can't. And we get it, right? But it is, it's that thing where you can either look at it and get overwhelmed by it, or you can find the humor in it. I mean, it's just... This is, well, new territory.
You know, and that's something I actually want to talk to you today about, because I found this to be very interesting for me. 2 days ago when the governor did that for the state of Virginia, that is, you know, I'm not going to lie, I went into like overdrive panic mode. I haven't been that far gone myself in such a long time, in fear of what's going to come, et cetera. And you know, What's interesting is I slept on it that night, woke up the next day, and first and foremost, I said, you know what, I'm not even going to turn the damn news on.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going to look at this as, instead of in a depressing way, I'm going to look at this as an opportunity. And, you know, for me, it gives me an idea of, like, how can I restructure my business, my life, in such a way that I could come out of this in a better way. So instead of looking at it as a discouraging thing, I can look at it as an opportunity. You know, to eventually be better.
And that's exactly it. There has to be, and the process is called a reframing, and it's taking whatever is going on in the situation and looking at it in another way, right? Like, perspective is everything.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine say years ago, he said, perception is 9/10 of the law. Right?
So true.
We have to look at what's going on in our life and begin to shape it and frame it. And you know, because you deal, you know, with the horse industry, and because you're, you know, like, those are certain things that have to be there. But, you know, there's lots of things you can do virtually, through the podcast, through videos, through online coaching, through those kind of things. And we have to begin to figure out how to adapt. I mean, you have industries that, well, I mean, you just look at the impact that Amazon's had on local malls and things along those lines. So anybody who sits there and thinks, okay, we're just going to keep doing the same things the same way, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And you can either accept change as, okay, this is an opportunity, this is a challenge, or you can just let it completely destroy you. And I don't know about you, but I'm choosing the one that moves me forward.
Because... You know, I totally agree. I mean, it's even interesting when you do turn on even such the nationally syndicated shows like the Today Show, for example. You know, it's something that my wife and I watch while we drink morning coffee after, like, my workout and stuff in the morning, and we'll watch it for 15-20 minutes. But what's interesting about it is, even literally all of these people are literally doing the show from home.
Yeah.
And you know, I keep telling Grace that, you know, I think this time frame is going to reframe how everything gets done. I mean, we're still able to move things forward in such a way that, I mean, these people are recording, you know, recording off their iPad, off their iPhone, you know, not there's no professional stuff done. And I really think this could take an interesting turn into the way things are done, you know. And I even think it's going to change so many industries. Like you said, the question is, it's going to change all these different industries, but are you going to allow it to change you in a positive way?
And key. I get that too. What I also find interesting too is the acceptance, which I really appreciate. When you see, like you said, you know, the Today Show or people broadcasting from their homes. I mean, you know, my co-host and I have been doing the morning show from our homes. Mm-hmm. Like, she goes into her closet at home, I go into my closet at home, and we connect online and we broadcast. And the reason we go into the closet is because the sound buffering is so much better in there. You don't get a bunch of echo.
No, don't lie, because I'm gonna tell you why you're lying, because I see all these memes and these things out there that you know, somebody's trying to do an interview and the kid comes walking in, making noise and everything.
But you know what? Like, that's a really good one too, because even for the show, anytime like my dog comes in or my kids kind of storm into the gates, that kind of deal, we embrace it. And the reason for that is because I want you to think about that video with that guy. I'm sure most people have seen it. The guy's broadcasting. He looks professional. He's in the office, and the little toddler comes toddling in,
and the mother. And comes flying in. That's my favorite.
And, like all of that stuff. But who in the world remembers what in the world that guy was talking about?
Right.
None.
Exactly.
Right? But yeah, we remember that moment because every single one of us can identify with it. Like sometimes, whether it was in public or whether it was in private, where all of a sudden your kid just like your real life spills over into it.
Yeah.
So that's what we begin to look at. And that's called, you know, infotainment kind of stuff, right?
Like, yeah.
You ain't going to forget that.
Yeah, it's true. And that's really where we need to move in that direction. And I also think it's an opportunity for us to reflect more on the individual moments in life. This is something that I've actually wanted to personally get back to a lot more is in today's society, right? Everything is go, go, go. Everything is, you know, I need these things on demand. You don't take in the moments, right? We talk about that all the time with horses, is that that's their perception. And getting back to even your concept of perception, their perception is done in the moment, and that's something that we don't take enough in. We don't take in those moments. We're always on our phones taking pictures. We're going to capture the moment versus be in the moment,
right?
And I think that's such a huge thing that now is an opportunity to take in those moments. And just going back to even that funny clip that you were talking about, that clip in particular, if I remember correctly, came out like a little while back, and I remember Grace showing me that clip and saying, "Boy, this is our life every day," and we passed on it, right? But now, like, that clip is almost has blown up because that's everybody's life now,
is
these things happening. And it's even funnier now because you can take that in and associate with it and understand it in such a different way. That why don't we take in those moments, these things that our children does? I mean, heck, you got Jimmy Fallon out there doing at home things with his kids, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to take in, live the moments that happen instead of and just slow down a little bit and take a deep breath.
Well, it also gives you perspective on like reality TV, right?
Yeah.
Like when that stuff came out, it was just, whoa. I mean, they're showing everything. And now all of a sudden you're seeing these personalities, you're seeing these quote unquote stars in real life and recognizing, oh, wait a second. It's kind of like, you know, when they talk about it in movies or things where it's, well, you cross over the fourth wall, right? Right. Like, and to do that is a really powerful thing because it draws people in and it includes your life. Like, now's not the time. So, and it has to be moderated, right? Like, I see a lot of the Facebook posts and things where one side of it is, oh, everything's wonderful and sunshine. And then I'm like, sure, okay. And then and then you have the depressing side where you're like, okay, everything's terrible and horrible and, you know, let's go eat worms. Right. But there has to be the middle ground because that's where we live.
Right.
Right. It's the ups and the downs. It's the mountaintops and the valleys. And in that, as you begin to recognize that it's not just you, that's one of the biggest things with the self-isolation that we have to be careful about is that when all of a sudden we're the only one to have a conversation, there's no one to argue that, you know what, things aren't as bad as you think they are.
Right.
Let's put it this way. If you got even a little bit of food, like if you got food in the shelf and paper on the roll, you're in a good place.
Yeah. Like, you know, if paper's not on the roll, there's always poison ivy. That's what I try to tell people.
And you can learn from the dog scoop too. So, whatever.
You know, it's so true. You determine your own fate with these things. And it's definitely something that it's easier said than done, mind you.
Yeah.
But it is definitely something that you have to recognize. You are the one who either is going to control that idea of falling down the rabbit hole of everything's bad that's going to happen is going to happen, or you're the one who says, you know, you roll with the punches and you decide to just continue moving on and move on in your direction. What's important to you instead of, you know, like I said, our biggest thing was to turn off the news. And whether you're one of these people that either say that the news inflates things or you're one who listens in 100%, I'm not going down that line. But honestly, the more you hear depressing news, the more likely you are to then get depressed yourself. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I heard recently from one of the audience members, one of my clients too, that they had a family member that has this app that has you like minute by minute the Corona updates, and they can't understand why they are so so riddled with anxiety and fear and stress. And I'm like, turn it off. Like, you can't do that. I mean, if you have to check in at the end of the day and say, you know, some of those some of those need to knows, then cool, I got it. But if you're minute by minute with this stuff, that means you're not, you're, it's just,
it's overtaking you.
It does, in such a way that it will, it skews everything. So take those moments to, you know, how much Corona are you ready for today?
Right? I'm ready for the beer, I'll tell you that.
Right. So I also want to touch on this for just a moment. I had a client years ago, and this really connected with him. It was really funny because, like, he came in, you know, he's going through some stress, anxiety, those kind of things. And the guy does tattoos. He's former military. I mean, he's one of these guys, like, he's tough, right? Like, yeah. I don't, you know, he like, but he, you know, he's got a good heart and he loves his family, that kind of stuff. But he was just dealing with the stress and the anxiety. And so the conversation with him, it was, you know, we're going through different steps. And we, first of all, as I mentioned before, you want to, one, create an awareness. How am I thinking? And when all of a sudden you begin to recognize that your thinking is separate from who you are, right? Just because a thought comes in doesn't mean that's who you are.
Right.
With that being said, one of the things I did for him, and it's I went ridiculous with it on purpose. Because, okay, again, if we're taking every single problem as serious as we want to make it, then our body is not going to accept anything different.
Okay.
Meaning even the chemical compounds, right? Like the chemistry that goes on in your brain. If all of a sudden you're releasing cortisol, if you're releasing adrenaline into your system, you're going to have a whole lot harder time flipping the switch on that unless you were intentional about doing it.
Right.
So rabbit trail there. But here's what I did with him. And actually, you as the audience, you listening right now, here's what I want you to do. All I want you to do, first of all, Scott, I can't see you, but I'm going to trust you with this. I want you to tip your head up just a little bit, like you're looking up into the air. And I want you to take your right or left wrist, and I want you to put it right up on top of the top of your head. And I want you to say these magical words that will change everything for your life. You ready? Oh, woe is me.
Repeat that.
Oh, woe is me.
Oh, woe is me. Okay.
And I now want you to turn it to the Scarlett O'Hara. That's what I call this. And I want you to use hers, like Gone with the Wind. Oh, woe is me.
Where are we going with this, Nathan?
Here's where I want you to go with this. When you are so locked up in your mind, when you're constantly thinking about fear and a mistake, or, you know, a possible problem for the future or an issue from the past, take a moment to break the cycle. And that's what this is. What I loved about the guy with the tattoo is he said that, or the tattoo artist was, he said he was driving along with his kids. He's going down the road and, you know, macho kind of guy, right? He's got the big jacked up truck. I mean, it's super cool, but he's got his wife sitting next to him. In the back, he's got his kids and they are going ballistic. And normally in this situation, when his wife gives him the look of, you better do something about this, right? That's when the, you know, the arguing and the louder voice and the anger and all that kind of stuff might show up. But he said in that moment, he thought back to it and he said to himself, oh, woe is me. And he busted out laughing in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the stressful moment. And he had a conversation with his wife and he looked at her and she looked at him and they started laughing. And then he started laughing with the kids. And like all of a sudden, this moment that had this high level of tension, it broke. Because the cycle changed. That technique is unbelievably ridiculous. It is silly. And it's that way for a reason. Because the moment you recognize where you are, you create the awareness. And the moment you break the cycle, now all of a sudden you open up to something new that can speak into your life and there's opportunity there.
So essentially, what you're saying is that you're changing that emotion that you might be having at that moment, because we recognize that the human brain can really only have that one emotion at a time, correct?
Yeah, right. Like try to be happy and sad in the same moment. Like it doesn't really happen. So first of all, figure out, okay, where am I going with this, right? What's my normal reaction with it? And then two, break the cycle. And if you use this technique, great. If you take breath, great. If you go for a walk, great. Do something to interrupt the pattern.
Yeah. You know, I can totally see that, because I try to tell people that there really only are a few emotions that can help you overcome a fear or anxiety. And the best ones to do that is humor.
Yeah.
And when you can, in a sense, like you're stating with this story and this idea to tell people to do, essentially it's trying to break into that humor. And that kind of breaks the tension. I mean, they always say, right, when you get up to do a speech in front of people, they say, you know, do a joke first because it breaks the tension.
Right.
And,
right,
you know, when you can break that tension down, I think it's a great idea, you know, that oh, woe is me. And even just saying it now, right, I can't say it without smiling because I feel stupid.
Right. It's so silly.
It's great. It's really a great thing. I'm going to try it. Actually, I've never heard you say that before, so I'm definitely going to try it next time my kids are, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get tense over all this corona stuff, but the next time my kids are driving me crazy,
right.
I'm going to give it a try.
Again, little steps that make a difference.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. Well, Nathan, as always, I'm glad that we're able to do this. And like you talked about the new normal, you know, right now we're filming this. I'm filming this from home. You're at home as well. And you know, these are things that it's a new, becoming the new normal. I am going to see you this weekend. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, man.
We get an opportunity to go work with someone privately, and you know, has major fear with her horse, and I'm really looking forward to we're spending like the whole day with her, you know, just mm-hmm. trying to help her, and just something that you and I do to really tag team helping people overcome these fears. So we're gonna have our gloves and our mask, and we'll be going as safe as possible, trying to help out. But hey, listen, I know you gotta run, I gotta run, and it's I'm glad we were able to kind of put on this emergency podcast, if you will. And
and I'll also say this too. I know distance wise, no matter where you are and you're listening to this, there are ways to connect online. I do online sessions. If you just go to FredericksburgHypnosis.com or NathanGist.com, Nathan and the last name's GIST.com, and we can set up some information or some sessions and just kind of chat. If you're struggling through this, you know, it's a great way to help. Also, there's going to be some additional resources as well. So I'm putting together some programs and some free stuff that people can have as well. So again, we're all in this together, and we all do our part, and we'll come out on the other side.
I totally agree. And the last thing on this, just for people's understanding, is we are working on some online resources, online opportunities to help people along. We've been working on this long before this pandemic came out. And it's kind of that pressure right now to finish it up and get it out there right now. But we're hoping that people who are like on our leadership club and so forth are going to get the opportunity to join in and view it, and hopefully kind of be able to, like we said, come out on the other side in a more positive way, in a more opportunistic
way. Better,
stronger. That's right. That's right. So anyway, this has been fantastic. Nathan, thank you so much. We'll be on again. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. And hey, remember, like and subscribe this. If you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate it 5 stars. Always try to tell people, if you have anything less than 5 stars, do what your mother said. If you got nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Otherwise, we will see you right here next week or next time or whenever it is that we do our next podcast. See you later, guys.